Episode 178 of Weighing In with Travis Hartman. I am B Money, the producer, back in action. That over there has the talent, the one driving this bus for quite some time now. And that's Weekend Trav, Travis Hartman. Travis, you had Roberto Diaz on the program just a couple days ago, and he's the advisor for Lamont Roach. Talked a bit about the fiasco that was Tank Davis and Lamont Roach as they fought this past Saturday. Your takeaways from the interview with Roberto Diaz?
First, I gotta give a heads up and make sure my internet's been kind of shaky. So,
we're good. You're good.
If
Let's
that
go.
Happens, then we can get it. But Roberto Diaz is a longtime Golden Boy worker. He used to work with Canelo as well for like 15 years. His wife still works for Canelo. He used to manage Marc Antonio Barrera. This guy is very connected. He's a very great guy. He's also a great friend. I took a lot of tough fights for him in the boxing game for Golden Boy. But Lamont Roach versus Tank Davis. If anybody watched that, you know there was a controversy in the ninth round. Gervonta took a knee after a couple punches exchanged. He stepped back, took a knee. The referee started counting. Then the referee stopped counting. And then Gervonta went over to his corner and told his corner to wipe his face, stuck his head out. The corner wiped his face, came back. The referee resumed the fight. Mm-hmm. The fight ended up going the distance and went 12 rounds. Two judges scored it a draw. One judge scored it 115-113 for Gervonta, which means it was a majority draw. So Gervonta didn't lose his O in the win-loss column. But what nobody's talking about, it's being challenged right now with the New York Athletic Commission because they normally do have instant replay. But so they are challenging it, and I think that they're probably going to make some headway B-Money because here's how I start with everybody. Take the knockdown away. I don't care. Let's just say he wasn't knocked down. Right. The fact he went back to his corner and his corner touched him, that right. is technically a disqualification and at the very bare minimum should have been a point deduction, if not a disqualification, because the actual rules say disqualification. You're not allowed to assist your fighter in any way during the fight, especially the rule is mainly if a fighter falls out of the ring, he cannot be assisted getting back into the ring
right,
or
right.
he is disqualified.
There was a lot.
So the fact that the corner did that.
Yeah, there's just a lot that was just kind of sketchy about the whole scenario in the ninth. Obviously, people will look at the knee and be like, ah, that should have been. Yeah, it should have been. But also the fact that a count started should have been then the obvious signal to that yeah. There you go. There's the point. What you alluded to in the corner, the fact that a towel is also involved, not good. And then all of a sudden now the replay, there was some technical error at that perfect time for it not to work. Really? Really?
It was down.
It just seems a bit
sketchy. And you
to
know
me.
What? Yeah, normally they don't have normally you never see a commission overturn a decision later on. However, I think in this instance, I think that we could maybe see a precedent here set and they possibly could overturn this because it did affect the fight. If they take that point deduction or even a disqualification, because they might even rule that because technically it was. And yeah. I hate to see that because I think Tank is a fantastic fighter. I do. He is a bona fide superstar. He is. But you got to give Lamont Roach his credit when credit's due. The guy came up in weight class. They dogged the fight. They said this fight was going to be boring and it sucked. And then what happens? He went out there and he fought his butt off. Yeah. And honestly, I don't think Tank fought bad. That's why I like it, because Lamont Roach fought a great fight. Tank fought his best fight. Not his best ever, but you know, he fought a good fight and yeah. just he couldn't handle what Lamont Roach was bringing. And it should have been a fair decision victory.
Yeah. There's going to
for Lamont Roach.
So those listening at home, as Weekend Trav alluded to at the beginning, there's a little spottiness on his internet. So we're getting all the words, Weekend Trav. Sometimes they're not matching up perfectly with your face. And sometimes it sounds like you have a stroke, but it comes through. Here's the poor take.
Am I locking up to it?
A little bit. Now you just, yeah. Okay. Now open wide. The poor take by Tank Davis afterwards, as he took to social media and complained that it was because of the knee that caused the majority draw. And I'm thinking, no, bro, that didn't affect the scorecards at all. You got away with one. So he should not have put that out there, because it just pointed out the glaring obvious is that you came into the fight. You did not expect there to be a fight. Really, and you took it for granted, and you're making excuses now. And the fact that you made that as an excuse as to why it was a majority draw to begin with was completely incorrect, because that knee on paper didn't happen. There was no deduction for that from any scorecard. You got dogged around that ring by a guy who was a game opponent, and frankly, you probably don't want to see him again, but it's going to happen because that's what's seemingly in the contract, correct, Weekend Trav?
There was nothing, I think, specifically saying they have to do a rematch, but if it's the right thing to do, if Gervonta is the superstar that we all think he is, he will run it back. And we talked about this on the podcast with Roberto Diaz as well. Floyd Mayweather had a very close fight with Jose Luis Castillo. He ran it back, fought him again. He had a close fight with Marcos Maidana. He ran it back because he wanted to prove that it wasn't. So I say this to Gervonta Davis. If this was a fluke, run it back. He deserves that at the very least. Run it back. Period. That's it. Be a great fighter, be a great boxing ambassador, and run it back. And back to the referee too. By the way, the referee is a very good referee.
Yeah.
He did make a mistake, but this guy is a very good referee generally. So it was I think, in my opinion, I don't think it was corrupt B-Money. I just think it was an honest mistake. In fast motion of the fight, I think he was probably more shocked that Gervonta Davis tried to essentially call a timeout mid-fight.
Yeah,
I think he was shocked.
I don't think it's on the ref, but I think it's kind of sketchy that all of a sudden now this brand new replay technology wasn't properly working at the moment that it needed to work, right? And I didn't need a computer to replay anything for me when I saw that.
Yeah.
So, oh, Weekend Trav, you and your sketchy computer and your internet. There you are, you're back.
I can hopefully that I can hear you just fine. So hopefully we can hear me. It comes through maybe, but I can hear you always fine. But yeah, listen, I think the commission who was ringside didn't need a replay. They were ringside too. So I hope they make the right call. For once in my life, I think that I can honestly would not be shocked if they overturn. Worst case scenario, they have to run it back,
Yeah.
period.
Yeah, I think you're right there. Let's shift gears, because I don't know how long your Spectrum Wireless is going to hold on to what we're seeing. You're not only in some cases delayed half a second, but also you're pixelated a little bit. You could brush that all you want and it's not going to look any different. There we go. So let's shift gears, because we've talked a bit about it. You obviously had Roberto Diaz on episode 177. If you have not listened to it, please do. We've had several. Weekend Travel, I got to give you props here, and don't talk because I think it'll slow everything down on the screen. I'm going to give you props because you've had several interviews in a row on these episodes. You know, two with John Scully on the bookends of the big fight with Beterbiev and Bivol, and now speaking to Roberto Diaz, advisor to Lamont Roach. After the fact, after the shitcannery that was of that result, so you're cranking on all cylinders right now. So, folks, if you haven't listened to Roberto Diaz, the interview, please do. It's in the catalog. It's episode 177. You could find it there, and also on the audio. We put everything out there on Spotify and everything else too. So if you can't watch, you can listen. So definitely do. If you're not subscribed to the content, please jump on board now. I feel the momentum swinging in our favor. And speaking of momentum swinging in the favor,
It
we're
is.
gonna bring Box Lab into the mix, into the fold. They got a big event here very shortly, and highlighted by Olympian Omari Jones, local talent here. It was big news when he medaled there in the Olympics, and looking forward to him making his pro debut. So we can Trav, let's see if the internet gods are favorable to you now that we're speaking of an Olympian, coming to us from Mount Olympus anyways. Let's see if they're favoring your internet connection right now. Let's talk Box Lab, Omari Jones, and the like. Everyone else fighting on this card coming up here in just, what is it, just in a week?
March 15th, yeah, not this weekend, but the following weekend. Is
There
that
we
coming
go.
through okay?
It's coming through, but it is what it is. So let's talk. So talk to us. The more you talk, it kind of syncs up. It's kind of weird. Kind of weird the way it's working.
The main event, this fights are on DAZN. The main event is Austin Williams versus Patrice Volney. Edgar Berlanga is fighting. Jermaine Ortiz is fighting. And you just mentioned it. Amari Jones is making his pro debut versus Alessio Mastronunzio. Guy's got 19 pro fights, by the way. He's fought multiple 10 rounders. I think this is a massive, massive step for a pro debut. And I like it. That means to me that they are thinking much, 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 much down the road for Amari Jones, meaning like they're ready to go. He's hitting the ground running. He's ready to turn pro, but he's ready not to fight gimme fights. He's ready to actually fight big fights and tough fights and not just be
Just
another
fed.
20 and 0 padded record going.
Don't feed the kid, have him have worthwhile competition. So that's what we're seeing. Looking forward to that one quite tremendously. Who knows? I mean, if we have some strings to pull, if we could possibly talk to him, we will, folks. So we're going to try to get him on, just because we have a little bit of a connection there to try to get him on just for a few moments. But that being said, maybe we should we talk about Edgar Berlanga just for about 30 seconds here. The fact that you go from fighting Canelo on a massive stage, making millions of dollars, to then being an afterthought on this card.
Yeah, it was a late addition as well, B Money. So I mean, maybe they're trying to just get him back in the ring, get some rust off. I don't know. And
Well,
I
here's
guess
the
we'll
thing.
see.
He's going to get to the ring pretty easily because all he has to do is, punch in an Uber, right? And then when the Uber arrives, not only he gets out, but also the Uber driver gets out because he's fighting the Uber driver. That's who he's fighting. Who's he fighting? He just fought Canelo Alvarez, and now he's fighting some. I don't want to be disrespectful to the guy he's fighting, but
I mean, the guy
Edgar,
he's
Ed,
fighting is 20 and 0 B money.
I guess, but Edgar Berlanga, he forced his way into the conversation with names, forced his way into the Canelo Alvarez conversation. Great marketing. Okay. I don't know how it worked out. I don't know how he got that. And Canelo carried him through the fight. You could tell. We've talked Caleb Plant. I mean, that would have been a fight. Caleb Plant.
Have been a hell of a fight. I would have watched that one for sure.
And now it's somebody fighting somebody.
Yeah, Jonathan Gonzalez Ortiz. But I mean, you're right. It's listen, when you go from fighting Canelo, your next fight you would think would be kind of a bigger type of
No,
fight, but
disrespect to Ortiz or who. No, I'm not trying to be disrespectful there. I'm trying to be disrespectful to Edgar Berlanga, not to the guy he's fighting. It just baffles my mind that this is where we're at. Because frankly, this guy could beat him. He beats him, and there was Berlanga. Where's the Puerto Rican sensation at? Where's he at?
there you go. I mean, and I believe this guy's from Puerto Rico as well, so you know he's going to be fighting with a
The
little
new
extra
sensation.
oomph.
Yeah. So, anyways, that was more than 30 seconds. That was me on a soapbox, I guess. But so give us the details again on this box life card. Run that down again real quick.
This is a match from boxing again. Eddie Hearn's helping promote this as well as the Box Lab guys. It's going to be on DAZN. And the main event is Austin Williams versus Patrice Volney. And I mean, that's going to be a good fight. I believe that the main event fighter, the other guy, is going to be training at my gym while he's here as well. So that's going to be kind of cool. But it'll be kind of cool. I'll be there to watch the fights too.
Say
So
that cool. Say
I
that
know
cool.
that
De
my internet's
say
probably
that cool
jacking
detail
up.
again. Yeah. Say that cool detail again.
That the one of the main event fighters will be training at my gym while he's
There we
here.
go. That's what I wanted because I couldn't quite understand because it sounded like that. You gotta love
It's
it.
like we're talking into a fan.
It was like the early days of the show. You never knew which.
Luke, I am your father.
Exactly. You never knew which technical problem we were going to have in the early days of the show. And it's good to have a little bit of a throwback to that right now. So,
Listen, this isn't my fault. Laureate Park, step your game up out here. Like, come on, man. Lake Nona, what's up with the internet?
well, there you go. So you got March 15th, the spring break show for Box Lab. and Eddie Hearn co-promoting there here and in Orlando. So it's in Orlando, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's at the Crib Royale.
Yeah, at the Creep. So anyways, get your tickets now, folks. We'll have a link in the description below for probably take wherever the ticket promotion is.
Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster, and then we'll have another website as well for a local show going on this weekend that's promoted by Mike Sawyer Productions. Talk us through that here. Give us a couple details on that one week in Trav.
Yeah, it's a pro show and it's an amateur show. They're having amateurs early on. I think 11 a.m. the amateurs start, and the pros will start in that evening. There's a lot of local fighters fighting. I believe that our friend Tiffany
Tiffany
Elliott is
Taylor,
making her pro debut
yep. Tiffany Taylor,
fighting.
yep.
I said Tiffany Elliott, didn't I?
Yeah, you
Tiffany
did.
Taylor. That's her husband, is Elliott. Tiffany Taylor's making her pro
Yeah.
debut. I actually haven't even really checked out the pro card too much. I know Mike was trying to bring back a lot of the old school guys that fought before, and I think that they're still on the card, but I think some have fallen off. I believe Robbie Burwell was going to fight, but I believe he got injured. He's off of that fight now. But it's going to be a good time. If you got some time, go check it out. It's this weekend. It's at the oh my gosh, I forgot where it is at. There'll be money. But if you go to
Is it the
Mike
Hilton?
Sawyer
It's in Lake
Promotions,
Mary, right? It's isn't it like the Hilton or the Hyatt? It's shoot, I should know this.
have it at the Hilton, I think it's called, yes. But I think I want to say Altamont Springs. Does that sound right or no?
Maybe you're right
I'm
on
not
that.
positive.
Sorry,
I haven't seen the poster,
I'm gonna look it
but
up
it's
right now.
MikeSawyerPromotions.com,
Yes,
though,
Altamont
I
Springs.
believe
Yes.
is the site. My
Oh
tickets.
boy. So here we go. I'll go and run it. So Havoc at the Hilton, which is in Altamont Springs, 350 North Lake Boulevard, Altamont Springs at the Hilton there. And tickets start at $45. So go ahead and join everybody here March 8th at the Hilton in Altamont Springs. Get your tickets now. We'll have a link below. We hope to have all these guys that are shown on the website here at Mike Sawyer Promotions. Hopefully we get them to the actual event. Sometimes you have people getting hurt, stuff like that. That happens. That's normal. But yeah, you got Tiffany Taylor, obviously, that we mentioned. And I think Phil Penson's supposed to be on the card making he's it's been a while since we heard his name coming back. And then I think who is it Julio Rosa? I think that was a bigger name, local name on the talent or on the card. So there's stuff. And the amateurs part is pretty cool. So keep that in mind. You got I think those are two separately ticketed events. Keep in mind. I think the it looks like the amateur boxing one is $25. It's called Haymakers at the Hilton. Man, who's a marketing genius here for them? And then you got the professional boxing card, Havoc at the Hilton. Haymakers at the Hilton and Havoc at the Hilton. Someone's paying overtime to their marketing guru on this for Mike Sawyer Promotions. So there you go. Get your tickets now.
Don't miss out. Be good. Amateur fights, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. I believe. Then the pro fights are after that. Let's go.
Let's go. And we can Trav, given the fact that you've done a lot recently, a lot of interviews recently, we're having the technical stuff. And we just relayed a lot of information. We do appreciate all the supporters we have. We appreciate you for signing in, watching our content, subscribing to our content. Give us a thumbs up too if you like a comment. We love when people engage with the content because I think it gives us an opportunity to throw a little bit of mud back. It gets a little enjoyable sometimes. Please do on YouTube, Rumble, listening to audio sources anywhere, iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, everything, or whatever it's called now. Everywhere we are there. And I'm going to go ahead and close the show. Episode 178 in the books. And I'm going to say this really quickly. That over there is the talent we can Trav.
That there's B Money, aka the man, the myth, the legend, the producer. Let's go.
God bless. You got like a second
So
delay. It's like a second delay. I love it.
it was so delayed.